Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's unacceptable to me that you can get swept in a series when you got above average to good starting pitching in all three games. Your bullpen blew every single game.
Your offense also gave your bullpen, other than the middle game, or I'm sorry, yeah, Monday night's game, the first game, very little to work with. Pair of 1-0 leads to protect.
Yeah, you scored two runs in two games.
To me, it's a story of two things, bullpen and bats gone silent. They scored a total of 5 runs in the series. They had a total of 13 hits in the series. That's what, 3 or 4 hits a game on average, something like that, just over 4 hits a game. Just completely punchless offensively. And then a bullpen that, you know, I mean,
it's Pirates.
Ruined some, like you said, some quality, exciting outings.
The series was Pirates Bizarro World because the two perceived strengths for the team. Oh, this is a great lineup. This is the best 1-9. It actually looks like a major league lineup. Nope, it didn't in this series. And by the way, as a man that is trying to become a reformed Mets fan and get over my Mets fandom and move on from it because it's given me so much misery in life, mm-hmm, I can still tell you that they're not exactly the 1992 Braves when it comes to their starting rotation. Their opening day starter this year was Jose Quintana. So to get shut down by their pitching is really a slap in the face. Your lineup was supposed to be the strength of the team, and your bullpen was supposed to be the much better facet of your pitching staff. Get the ball to your bullpen. Isn't it a great thing that Shelty doesn't feel like he needs to go to the bullpen?
He wants to
go to the bullpen. Exactly.
It's a luxury, not a necessity.
Yep.
Filled with luxury items.
Bullpen sucked. This game got off to a horrible start because it looked like O'Neal Cruz suffered another leg injury.
It looked like he went to the Gregory Polanco School of Base Running.
Oh my God. You stole, like, my thought on him right out of my mouth. I've watched him in some of his at-bats, and then the awkward running in this game today, and I didn't want to say it. I'm happy that you said it because now I have cover. I've been thinking to myself for, like, 4 or 5 days now, I'm starting to get strong Gregory Polanco vibes from O'Neal Cruz.
Just, I don't know.
The long, awkward body type that strikes out too much. Has some of these quizzical, puzzling mistakes and errors, base running blunders hurt last year.
I mean, Polanco's...
That's how Polanco's season, Polanco's, or career pretty much, yeah, died
Polanco's
with a base running mistake.
Major league career basically ended with one of the worst slides you'll ever,
yes,
see. Cruz did what, like, I do, which is, like, trip over his own feet. He's... The reason people get excited about O'Neal Cruz is more the idea of O'Neal Cruz, right? 6'7", 220, like somebody with those long levers should, and that general athletic ability. What have we heard people say? He'll actually maybe stick at shortstop because he's got unusually small, nimble feet for the position. He's not going to be like a duck, you know, waddling around out there with big feet that he can't maneuver. The idea of him is one thing. The reality of him this year has been something else. Very underwhelming. Just puzzling to watch a lot of the time. And when he's at the plate, like, he gets an infield hit, and what was his other hit? It wasn't even that impressive of a...
No, he had two singles in this game. The
first one was just hit deep into the second base.
Where McNeil couldn't make an accurate throw to first base.
And I thought he might have, by the way, hurt himself there.
Yep.
because he clipped first base with his toe while he was going by. My bottom line on him is, I'm not going to say he's Gregory Polanco yet. I think there's it's a little more tightened up than Polanco, who had the loopiest swing ever and just looked like Bambi on ice sometimes in right field.
Chris, but loopy, this guy's on pace to strike out like he's Ryan Howard this year.
Well, I can't figure that out. I can't figure out.
He's putting up Pedro Alvarez strikeout totals, and the power isn't there with it.
I can't figure out, I think more than anything else, why he still looks so passive in so many of these at-bats.
Before looking at pitches right down the middle.
Before he got hit or got hurt last year, he looked like a guy who had started to figure out the approach part at the plate, the kind of thing that makes a hitter go from good to really dangerous. That appears to have gone by the wayside this year. You said it, and you know what? We can say it, and it's not just being haters. You know why? His own manager said he's got to start swinging aggressively early in counts.
Yep.
Stop letting 94, 95 at the belt go by because you're trying to do what exactly? I don't care if the other, how many position players are on their roster right now? 12, 13?
They've got 13.
Okay, I don't care.
Right now, 12, because something happened with Joe. Well, right now, 11.
You know what I mean.
Because Hayes didn't play again today, which is troublesome with his back issue. Hopefully,
when it rains,
they
it
gave
pours.
Him 3 days off and he'll be ready for Boston. And Joey Bart was supposed to catch and got scratched like right before the game. I don't know. Have we found out, Donnie, what happened there with Bart? Have they given us an update on that? Because all of a sudden, Donnie goes, look at this lineup. Henry Davis is in there. You don't see catchers day game after a night game that often. And again, yeesh with him.
Well, hold on. I want to go back to Cruz because I got Davis takes too.
Okay, so there, a little bit of a funny / bad luck thing that Noah Hyles put out there 5 minutes ago. Bart was hit in the head by a home run during batting practice.
Are you kidding
while
me?
While catching in the bullpen.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Would it happen to any other team? I shouldn't laugh at get hit in the head. That's dangerous. Are you kidding me?
Did he not have a helmet on?
I think he did.
It's still just a ball probably traveling at like 95 to 100 miles an hour coming out of the air.
But the way it comes down,
it's still coming down hard.
But it's not like a screamer line drive that hits you direct on. It goes up and comes down.
If a baseball... Now, I know Jose Canseco is an example of the opposite, but if a baseball typically that's a home run distance ball hits you in the head, helmet or not, you're going to be hurting.
But the helmet's a big deal here.
Still, it clearly rattled him enough that he couldn't play. My train of thought almost
derailed
completely.
That is a classic Pirates anecdote. Well, that is quintessential Pirates right there.
No, anyway, Cruz, the point I wanted to make about him is this. I don't care if their entire approach all year that we heard about when things started off very hot this season was, look at how much they're making pitchers work going deep into counts. That should be the marching order for 12 other guys, not him. As for Davis, he's the other, if bad bats and bad bullpen are the stories of this series, 1 and 2, he's number 3. Because Chapman's wild pitch strikeout that ended up starting that rally, that's on Davis.
Shelton said the same thing. If he could do it over again, he wouldn't have backhanded it. He would have tried to move and block
and
the
block
pitch instead.
Because you have plenty of time to get the runner out at first base. That guy continues to be very frustrating to watch at the plate. I don't know how many more, like,
And guys are stealing bases left and right on him now, Chris.
I'm almost numb to that because it feels like it happens all the time with the Pirates. I don't know how many more times I can watch Henry Davis swing through like a 94 or 95 mile an hour fastball that's like belt to letter high, so in a go zone for most hitters, and then just look disgusted with himself. And if I hear one more time, I mean this is professional baseball we're talking about, not Little League. If I hear one more time, like almost an excuse, not even an excuse, but a silver lining of, well, look how hard he's running down the line. Look how much stress he puts on the other team's infield to throw him out because he's busting his ass out of the box. I'm going to scream. Major league players don't care if the guy's running hard. They just throw it faster.
The one positive is that Cruz, Davis, and Sawinski are off to just terrible starts, and they're still 11-8. They still have a winning record. Yes, they've cooled off. They don't look the same as they did when they were 5-0 or 9-2. But you have a winning record and three guys that are supposed to be significant offensive contributors have done next to nothing to start the year. I thought, was it you or Donnie that had the observation before the game about Joe? when he came up into the batter's box for the first time. Was it you, Donnie? What did you say about Connor Joe before the game? No offense to Connor Joe, but what was the comment you made about him?
He was the guy in the three spot.
And
last night, Jared Triolo, who we also like, nice player, he was in the three spot. I know that they had the late news with Hayes yesterday, but...
Well, let's be honest. Hayes in the three spot, and I know we all hoped that he would continue what he did in the second half of last year. Is he a quintessential three-hitter?
No, this goes back to something that Jack Sorensic used to say when he was on our pre- and post-game coverage, the former Pirates scout and Mariners GM who's from up in Newcastle, who might even be listening right now. Jack, hope you're doing
well. You said 99.9 earlier that Robbie's listening.
Yeah. I think it's less on Jack. Aircraft carriers, that was his expression. Where are your aircraft carriers in the lineup? Where are those guys who are just those big bats who carry your offense and you can pencil them in for 100 runs driven in and an OPS, you know, over 800 and just big offensive numbers? They don't have anybody like that, Chris. They got a collection of nice players. And the guy that is supposed to be that is Cruz. And I got to hear Sheldon tell me yesterday, well, let's pump the brakes on that because he missed all last year. Well, I don't remember that when everyone was telling me 30-30, 40-40 before the season started. Connor Joe should not, especially against a right-handed pitcher, your three-hole hitter.
If you want to bat him for the time being in the three spot against lefties, I'm not really going to complain about it. He rakes against lefties.
Sawinski should be hitting third against a right-handed pitcher.
Actually, I agree with that.
Because Sawinski against righties sometimes looks like Mike Trout. He hits a lot of home runs off of right-handed pitchers.
He's definitely the guy who, at least right now, profiles the most as a battleship-type player. I don't know. This feels like one that I'm gonna try to be a little bit less like freak out about it.
Freak out. That's
but fun. Even though it's only mid-April and they're still 11-8, and they still have gotten stunningly good starting pitching from guys we didn't expect to give them good starting pitching, like today. Again, you give me 5 innings and 2 runs from Falter every time out, I'll tell you, great job, Bailey. I'm gonna try to be reasonable, but it is frustrating to see so many things that were supposed to be perceived strengths of the team look so bad. And then, honestly, the Joey Bart thing, I'm not going to be able to get past that the rest of the show. He's minding his own business, catching in the bullpen, and he gets hit in the head with a batting practice home run. Who hit it?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.